The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Baba Kama Daf Yud Aleph. Today's daf is being studied. The Nishwat Morzikini Yosef Ben Sarav Marat Zakati Yafa Bat Sarav Rabbi Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tani Hamid Began Eden Amet. Today's daf is being studied. The Fuas Shilema Sarav Bat Rachav Moshe Ben Dinan Gam the Hayale Sama Gana Yisrael that got wounded. Shakar Baruch Shalom Fuas Shilema. They should have Hatzlacha in the efforts Bezat Hashem. Borei Olam should give them Hatzlacha and Atet Nesachon Amen VeAmen. We get today's daf on Yud Aleph Amud Rishon. And we are starting with Amos Shavuot. It's 14 lines down. Amos Shavuot. New point. So we said what? Let's go what we said on the last daf. We said by Nezikin, we make a Shumah, which means we evaluate the carcass to see how much the carcass is worth, and the Mazik has to replenish the difference. That's called a shuma, meaning you evaluate. Beit Din has to evaluate how much the carcass is worth. However, Amar Shemuel, en shamin, we do not do this, lo leganav velo legazlam, ela lezikin, which means a guy stole something, okay, and he broke it, or he was a gazlan, that's in the day. Broad daylight, he grabbed something, mugged somebody, took it out of his hand, and he broke it. There's no shuma on such a thing. What does it mean there's no shuma on such a thing? Look at Eshi. Amar Shemuel. Shemuel was discussing the practice that used to take place in Beit Din in his time. Minhag dayanimu, the minhag of the judges, she'en shemin lo laganav lo gazan, shim ganav v'gazan behema okedim, v'nifhatu etzlo, and they went down, either the kedim broke, or the animal devaluated. אין שמין הנבלה והשברים לבעלים שעזית גנב הפחד, אלא ישלם בהמה וכנים מעולים והשברים שלו. The גנב, you keep the junk. And you got to give back the guy that you stole from a new fresh kelim or a new fresh animal. Only by nizakim, by damage, do we say, give it to the nizak. But by גנב, you keep the inferior and you pay back whole. That's the law. That's what the Menhag in Shemuel's time was in Beit. That's what they would do. Vani Omer, Shmuel comes along and says, Af l'shoel, even a shoel, even a borrower what? Even a borrower is like Nizikin, or like a Ganav, we don't know what that means, even a shoel. The Abba Modeli, and Abba agrees to me, Abba's Rav. So Shmuel saying, I say even a shoel, and you should know, Rav agrees with me. Now, Ibayilim. Hachi ka'amar, is this what he meant to say? Af l'shoel shamin. What about that? V'abba modeli? Meaning, what is shoel? I borrowed something. I borrowed the item, it got damaged. And therefore I'll say what? That a shoel is like a mazik. I can give the guy back, I borrowed his item, I broke it. I said, hey, here's your item back. Wait a minute, I gave it to you whole. It's broken now. What's the difference that I owe you? I'll pay the difference. Is that what he meant? Afle shoel is like nizikin that you're kashuma. O dilma, haki kamar. Vani omer afle shoel in shamin, like a ganav will treat it. V'abba modeli. So that's about what did he mean when he said af shoel. How do you look at a borrower? Well, so okay, we have a case. Tashema, dahu gabra. He was a guy. Dishail narga mehavre. He borrowed an axe from his friend. Right, that guy has an axe.
Yeah.
Okay. Tabra, he broke it. He broke the axe. Atalik amede Rav, so I came in front of Rav. Ambale zil shelim le narga me'elya. Go buy him a new axe. Oh, so you see clearly what? He keeps the old one, and he's got to give him a new one. Shema minna en shemin. So maybe you see that Rav held. You don't make a shuma. Kibas adraba, you forgot the end of the story there. Yeah. After he gave that psak, two other rabbis told Rav, and they said to him, "Dinache, is that the law?" Veshatik, and he kept quiet. Mashma, that he agreed with those rabbis that questioned. Which they were told, "Is that the law? What is he got to give him to Rav? Let him give him the broken axe, and let him give him the difference." And Rav kept quiet. Mashma, that Rav retracted from that. Shma mina shemin.
If a baby's Yadraba, Hashem eats, then he kept quiet. So therefore, even a borrower, you damage, give back the broken item and pay the difference.
Amar Ula Amar Bil Azar, Shamin the Ganav and the Gazlan. Oh, they old even by Ganav and Gazlan. You stole it, give the broken item back and pay the difference. La Pepe Amar in Shamin. Vilcheta in Shamin. Lo le Ganav, Velo le Gazlan. Aval le Shoel Shamin. Borrow, that's the halakha. Guy borrows something, he damaged it, give the broken item back. I just paid the difference. Kederav kana v'rav aseh. Good, like the story of Rav Kana v'rav aseh, that told Rav, Satan haka. Therefore, they told me, you can give back the broken axe, I just pay the difference. Ve'ama, good, that was Ula's statement. Okay, these are statements, where was Ula, let's find Ula. Where did Ula get involved in this sugya? Ula was here. Itmar, Amar Ula, Amar Ibn Azaz, Shamin, the Ganav, the Gazlan. Once already we're quoting Ula, now the Gemara is going to quote some statements of Ula. Other statements have nothing to do with anything we're learning. Beautiful. Now we're going to have a whole barrage of statements from Ula. Okay, let's go to the first statement. Ve'amar Ula. Amar Ibn Azaz. Okay, we need an introduction just for this piece over here. Let's get through this piece here. We know a lady gives birth. Right away, there's Tum'at Leda. Depends what she gives birth to. She gives birth to a boy. She's Tum'at for 7 days. And then she goes to the mikveh. And then for the next 33 days, whatever blood's coming out of her is considered Dam Tohar. She's okay. Just during those 33 days, she's permissible to her husband. But she cannot eat Tiruma. Nor can she have Kadashim until she brings a Korban on the 33rd day. She's in a Kibah. So she's Tum'at for 14 days. She goes to a mikveh, then for the next 66 days, dam tohar, whatever comes out of us, dam tohar, and then she brings a korban subsequently on that day as well. The question over here is, if let's say she gave birth to a sack, an embryonic sack came out of her, and we don't know what was inside. We don't know if it was a boy or a girl. Now the assumption is that there's no sack unless there's a child inside, okay? But it was nimoah, it was dissolved, so you don't know if it was a boy or it was a girl. So in that case over there, she has to take the chumrot upon herself. She has to take the chumrah of a boy and the chumrah of a girl, which means she has to have 14 days of tum'ah, that's the stringency on that side of the deal, and what? Dam tohar is only going to be for 33 days, which means, or more, she won't be able to eat korbanot, I should say, until after 66. Yeah. You have to treat it with the chumra of a girl. Girl and because you have a sefek. Okay, and you're also going to have a sefek, which we'll discuss now. You don't know which day it came out. So let's say it's on the borderline, B'nishim HaShot or something like that, where you don't know when it came out. So therefore, when do you start the counting? So you're going to have to be mahmir as well. We'll see all these cases inside, but that's a proper introduction. Let's start. Namar Ulam Arbiaza, Shilya, that Shilya is the embryonic sac. She has done Miksata, Biyom Dishon, Miksata Biyom Sheni. Part of it came out on one day, and part of it came out on the next day. Look at Rashi. Shilya Shiyatsta. See, it's a couple of lines before it gets white. The Kaimalan, Amapelit Shilya, a lady that miscarries and has Shilya come out of her. Yoshevet ale yemet tum'ah v'yemet tara. Why? She'en shilya belo valad. For sure there was a kid in there. Ela shenimoach betucha. Must be it dissolved inside of it. Good. Now, monim la min harishon. So you count for her from the first day. What does she say? Demiyom rishon tem'ah v'afilu yavi leda yevishta. Even if it was a dry birth, like this, which means even if there's no blood, it doesn't matter. The leda itself brings a tum'ah. And when does she start the tum'ah? From day one. You have a safik, which day it came out? It came out both days. On the border. One day, 2 days. One day you start from counting. You have to hold it. Amar le rava. Maidachtach. What's your opinion? The chumrah? Hashi being mahmir. Well, it is a chumrah. The tum'ah starts from day one, not day two. But chumrah da'atel yideh kula. this stringency is going to come to a leniency. Why? Because she's going to make a Torah on day 66 from day 1. And really, she got to wait an extra day, because maybe she's got to start counting from day 2. What kind of leniency, what kind of stringency is that? That she says, Lechumra, the metamina taharot shel rabbi rishon, which I said, yeah. Whatever she touched from day 1, you're going to say it's tameh. Okay, I can accept that. However, they come with the rabbi rishon, shtisoferi yudalid shed nekeva. She has to count 14, correct? Before she, we have to assume it's a girl, correct? She has to count 14. And then in the next days over there, we consider her teorah, correct? But if you're going to count the 14 from day 1, you're going to purify her one day early. So if you should really count from day 2. So that's she says. The commentary to Lam Rishon, she tests for your dad, she tests for your dad, but that means she tests for your dad, teorin. You want to say from day 15 already, the blood that comes out is a teorah? That's not cool. If you're going to count it from day 2, you have to wait till day 16 to be teorah. That's the Gemara's question. Gemara says, Ama el amar Rava. So Rava came along and says, you're right. Lachush chosheshet mi mana lo memanya ela lesheni. Yeah. To chosheshet for tum'ah, you got to chosheshet day 1. But don't start counting until day 2. Because we're mahmi both ways. You don't know which day it came out. Start the count on day 2, because we don't want you to become tahor until day 16 now, because we have chumro, we have to be mahmir. But really, tameh on day 1 as well. Very nice. Comes again what says. Good. Ma'ka mashma'lan. Oh, here's the whole point now. Thank you a lot for this whole hadush. But what was your point there? Chumrot, I can figure out myself. But what were you teaching me in this whole story? The in miksat shilya below valad. You must have been teaching me part of the sack came out on one day and part came out on the next day. You must be teaching me your hadushi that there's no such thing as an empty sack, even partially. You have to say that partially some of the child came out even on day 1, because an empty sack doesn't bring tum'ah. It's the emergence of the child. She's wonderful. We have a normal rule that says when a child comes out, normally the whole child doesn't have to come out to bring tum'ah. Once already his rosh comes out, his head comes out, that's already brings the tum'ah. Even though the rest of the body didn't come out yet. But when the body is, it's a miscarriage, so it's the bones, so then the law is the majority has to come out. The majority of the bones have to come out in order to bring tum'ah. So what are you teaching me over here? Are you coming to teach me the end miksat shel ya below valad? Is that what your hadush is? That there must be some valad even in partial mix? Look at the partial embryo, or partial sac. Look at that sheep. The end miksat shel ya below valad. Mishum haachi, chosheshe. Shema rov michu ya valad yatsa be'oto miksat. The suspicion has to be that maybe the majority of the bones were in this sack when it emerged partially on day 1. Because again, when it comes to a miscarriage like this, it's got to be majority. So you have to suspect the number, you have to say two things. Number one, you're teaching me that even in an empty sack, it's not empty. There's stuff in there. All the bones dissolved in there. And you have to tell me also that in miksat, you have to suspect that maybe rov of the bones came out that day. The difference is going to be tum'ah from day 1. Continue Rashi. When the rov comes out, it's like the child is born. But when the child comes out cut up or dissolved, good. But you can't count from day 1, because maybe the majority of the bones didn't come out until day 2. You don't know. Now, but if you were to tell me that it's possible for a shliyat to come out without anything in it, because I would have a sefek sefekah. Sefek, nothing was in it.
And even if you want to say something was in it, Safik wasn't enough. Yeah, to be so mahmir on day one must be because you hold whenever an embryo comes, whenever a sac comes out, there's something in it. Has to be something. Oh, so now I only have one Safik. Was there Rov or not Rov? So I'll say, maybe there was Rov. I say, I got to be mahmir from day one. But if there was, if you tell me there's possible to have an empty sac, I would not mahmir from day one. To say that whatever she touches, tamir. Because then already it's a Safik. Safik got to be lenient. Safik, it was empty. And even if you want to say there was something in it, maybe there was not Rov. So then with the Chiddush of Ulam must be what? That En Shilya Belo Valad. Comes the Gemara and says, if that's what you came to tell me, Tanina, I know that already. I don't need you to tell me something that's in a, was it a Braita? A Mishnah? Well, what does it say? Shidyashi yatsa miksata asura ba'akhila. Okay, animals. We have a law. Animals pregnant. The baby's totally inside the stomach of the animal. You slaughter the mother. What's the law? The child is kosher. It's like a limb. You don't got to slaughter the animal. The animal comes out, bang it on the head, eat it. Eat it live. There's nothing to talk about. It's considered the shchita. Just like you can eat the heart, you can eat the liver. This is considered part of the mother. When you slaughter the mother, the whatever's inside is. But if it emerged, and as you're slaughtering the mother, the baby emerged. Once it's out, it's out. The mother's shchita is not going to kosher the child's shchita. Well, not kosher the child that comes out. It's about animals. Okay? Look at this. Look at the case now. Shilyashi yatsam miksata. By an animal. Sack came out partially. Asura ba'akhila. You're not allowed already to eat this animal. It needs shaita. Dashi. She has stomach miksata. Kodum shaita tabema. Before you slaughtered the mother. It emerged. Asura. Kula. Va'afa pisha in ba'valad. Even though there's no, you look in there, there's no kid in there. Still going to be asur. Why? Read further. Siman. You want a siman for this? Vilad be'isha, siman vilad be'behema. A sign from a vilad of a lady in a regular human birth is the same siman for a vilad in a animal birth. What does that mean? That's she. Siman vilad be'isha, siman vilad be'behema. Kolomar, mipenesh shashliya siman vilad. Meaning, the sack is a sign that there was vilad. Just like you say by a lady. That there's that when you have a sack, it's a sign that there was a kid in there. You gotta assume that what? When you see the sack by the animal, there's a kid in there. Ela what? Well, I don't see the kid. Nimbawa. Maybe it got dissolved. Maybe the majority of the ubar was in this sack. Now you want to eat this the rest of it that came out. Sorry, maybe when the first part of the shilya emerged, it had the majority in it, just like we say by a lady. Therefore, when you slaughtered the mother, the majority of the animal was out already. No good. So therefore, ula, I appreciate you telling me a big hadush. In shilya belo valad. But it's a mishnah, by the way. To Mishnah, by the animals. Okay, what else says no? Ime matnitin. If it was from the Mishnah, Hava amina deyesh miksat shilya belo valad, vegezera miksata atukula, kamash ma'lan. End of peace. Outside quickly, then we'll just read the Hashim, we're done. If it was from the Mishnah, by the animal over there, I would not have known the law by a human being. That's simply said. Just because you told me the law by the animal, I could have thought the animal law is because of one reason, whatever it is. But by a human being, I would not know the law. That's why you had to tell it to me by humans. I could not deduce from the animal to the human. That's not me both. Why not? Rashi. Top Rashi, that's it. The yesh miksatah shadya below balad. Which means, because I would have said, really, I would have said, could be,
it's possible to have an empty sack. It's possible. Ah, so it's possible to have an empty sack, so why'd you say the animal? When it partially came out, if they're saying it's empty, so really the animal totally is inside. This, it's a miksat that came out. Partial. The animal's inside. If you tell me partially it can come out empty, so the mother's shaita should kosher up the animal, because it's inside. And you know what? Really, according to the law, I would have said, that's okay. If you say that you can have a partial empty, like this case of the animal, partial empty, really what's inside should be good. So why are we saying it's asu then? I think it's gezera. It's a gezera. What's the gezera? Meaning, I'm worried if you matir miksat, they might matir when the whole thing comes in and say, "Well, when partially came out, they're not going to know nothing. They're not going to know that when it partially came out, it was empty. They're not going to think it was something in it, and it was still matir. So say it was partially came out, the whole thing came out. So you know what? Even though empty sack, you can have empty sack, you know what? Osir, what's inside, which is the shaita, it's not going to matir what's inside. Gezira, if it came out totally. Continue. V'ay diktari siman valad, and that what it said, siman by a lady, and that mishnah over there, lav amiksata ka'e. That's not going on miksat. Real time miksat can be empty. Ilachi come on. Asura ba'achira gezira atuicha de nafta kula. V'atu lememar. And can valad. What's going to happen? They're going to say there was nothing in this sack, and therefore it's good. But what's going to happen? The imha. Look at the case that's going to happen. Look at the case we're worried about. The imhazla lifnim tishtere b'shtaita ta'em v'ka'achli nevela. What's going to happen? Let's say you have partial sack come out, which is possible, comes out, and all of a sudden it came back in. It came back in. Now, in that case over there, it cannot come back in unless there's something in the sack. We made a move. But I'm worried what's going to happen if you get a matir, an empty sack, partial sack came out, and then you slaughter. Really, it should be good, because if you say it's empty, the full baby's inside, therefore the slaughtering should matir. But you know, I'm not worried about that case. I'm worried about if you matir this case, it's going to come out, officer's going to pull back in, and they're not going to know that there must have been life in there, that gave it the ability to pull back in, and therefore they're going to still matir with the shaita of the mother, and that's going to be considered a Nevela. So therefore, I had to be gozer. Empty sack, atu was play when the empty thing came out and put back, because they're going to make a mistake. That's what I would said in the case of the animal. That's what we're mahmir. Masha'ikin, in the case of the lady, there's no reason to be mahmir. What was the case, lady? Partial sack came out. Right? Partial sack came out. So, you know what? I would say on the first day, there's no reason to be mahmir. It was really, I'll say sefik, it was empty, sefik, even if it was something in it, maybe it's not rov, but you tell me, oh, but if we say she's torn now, you'll matira when the full baby comes out. It's not so, no one knows, everybody knows when the baby comes out, she's tamea. So therefore, I would have thought that really is possible, you could have empty sacks. And the reason why I buy an animal on mahmir is because of a gezerah, which that gezerah does not apply to a lady, because what am I going to say? Empty sack came out. Don't say she's told. And if you say she's told, what's going to be a problem? Well, maybe when the majority comes out, you're going to mitahira. No, we'll do that. We don't. Day two, everybody agrees she's tamei'ah when the baby comes in for sure. So then I would have thought that's why. Oh, kamashmalan, who has to come and teach me? No, it's not the way we're learning it. And there's no sack without something in it. And the reason why the animal is not a gezerah. The reason why the animal is because there's something in the sack. Therefore, you have to suspect that maybe it's the majority, and therefore the shaita of the mother is not going to matir. And that's shot by a human being as well. That you have to be mahmir on day one because there was something in there. You just don't know if it's majority or not. You have to be mahmir. Because without ulah, you could have thought it's all gezerot, and really you could have empty sacks partially emerging with emptiness in it. No, you can't. Even partial emergence has something in a bambi behema, bambi adam, amar ula, amar bi el azar. We're continuing the statements of ula. Bechor shenitraf betoch lamed yom en podin oto. Rashi. Bechor shenitraf. Bechor adam. A human being, we know after 30 days, if he's the bechor, peter rechem, so you have to make a pidyon. What happened to him? She says, "Shenehirag mitoch lamidyom." He got killed within 30 days. En podin oto. En sarik lifloto. There's no obligation after he's dead to make a pidyon on the child. Ve'imet me'atzmo. If he died on his own within 30 days, we don't have to tell me that you don't make a pidyon. Why? But tzarich lam ne'emar ve'aketiv ufduyav ve'ben chodesh tivdeh. So if he didn't make it to 30 days, if I die, there's no pidyon. But hashta tzarich lashmina de'amrinam ilo ektil havehai. Here there's a sevarat to say if he wouldn't have got killed, he would have lived 30 days. And therefore, maybe there's a sevarat to say, v'lav nefenu. He's not a nefer. What's the reason why you have to wait 30 days? Because in the first 30 days, we don't know if the child's going to make it or not. If the child dies within 30 days, that shows us he was not considered a bar kayama. He wasn't able to live, therefore there's no pidyon. Once you reach 30 days, the way that shows the child's not a nefel, therefore he's bar kayama. So if he gets killed within the 30 days, I could say, well, maybe he really was a bar kayama, and therefore he wouldn't have died had he been alive. And therefore, he wouldn't have died if he'd been alive. Meaning, if he wasn't killed, so therefore... I would have thought maybe he does have a pidyon. So Gemara, Bicho shenitrath. Maybe I killed b'toch lamidyom. En podin oto v'chein taniram ibar chama. Mitoch shenemar. Pado tifne. This is a double language. Pado tifne. Yachol afilu nitrath b'toch lamidyom. I would think even within 30 days, if he gets nitrath, you make the pidyon. Talmud lomar. Ach hilek. It says ach. Ach limits the case to come and tell me that only when he makes it to 30, but if he got killed... in between, or even after, for that matter, or betoch lamidyom. Actually, no betoch. So then, already there is no pidyon. Okay, Gemara goes on. Comes Gemara continues next case. Ve'amar ola amar Rabbi Elazar, be'ema gasa niknit b'mshicha. Okay, be'ema gasa, big animal, cow. How do you acquire it? So that says Mishicha. What does Mishicha mean? Mishicha, you gotta draw it to you. Ve'anantenan b'msira. Oh, what do you mean? We have a Mishnah that said no. Niknit b'msira. We said you have to hand over the reins. You don't have to make an actual Mishicha, draw it. You just have to give over the reins. That she says, b'msira tenan. Perekama de kedushin. Kemadim asodo be'afsar. Once you give over the reins, kana. You don't have to pull it out of the reshut of the seller. It's enough just he hands over you the reins. How could you tell me, Ola, you're going against the Mishnah? How could you tell me that you can acquire it with Mishicha? So Gemara says, he's going like a different Tana. You have a Tana that says Mishicha, I have a Sira, so you're not a Tana. The Tanya, we have a Braita. Hachamim omrim, zu vezu b'mishicha. Clearly, Hachamim hold that what? Whether it's a behema gasa, zub zub gasa v'daka. Whether it's a big animal or a small animal, that can be like a sheep. Behagbaha, okay, behagbaha, you're able to lift it. Zub zub gasa v'daka behagbaha v'gasa. Now, how are you going to lift up a gasa? How can you lift up a cow? So that she says the gasa mitarsina mikidushin shenoten havile zemorot tachat ragleha. You put like branches under its legs. V'hi ona alein, you cause it to go up, so that would be considered a hagba. So again, Hachamim say Meshicha, the Gasa and Daka. Rabbi Shimon, so that, bingo, that's Ula. Ula is like the rabbis. Rabbi Shimon means Zuf Zuf Hagbaha. You lift up the sheep and you cause the cow to rise up by putting the stuff under its legs. Amar Ula, next case, Amar Bir Hazar, Ha'achim Shechalku, Ma She'alehem, Shemin. Umasha al benehem ubnotehem en shamin. Rashi. The brothers are dividing up the estate of the father. Right? So, masha al benehem ubnotehem en shamin. Which means the clothes that they're wearing, that's part of the estate. So they have to calculate. You're wearing $100 worth of clothes, $200 worth of clothes, you're wearing a $300 suit. That's part of the division. They took that from the estate. So, therefore, they have to calculate each one equally. What they're wearing. However, they do not have to calculate what the children are wearing. Why? And she says, because what do you make these evaluations? In Bedin. It's a busha to bring children to Beit Din, so therefore you can send them mochel each other. They don't care whatever the kids are wearing that they took from the estate. If one guy happens to take more clothes, we're not gonna bother them, because it's not the advantage to bring children to Beit Din to make a shuma. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Papa, ta'amim afma sha'alehim en shamim. Sometimes even with their wearing, you don't even have to make an evaluation. You just let it go. Why? Mashkachat la begadol ahi. I'm talking about the oldest of the brothers. Deniha lehu delishtam'un mile. Because they want him to be dressed nicely so his words will be heard. Which means the older brother, he usually takes care of the business dealings for the brothers. He's taking care of everything. Now a person, if he's dressed, you know, nicely, the people will respect him and they'll listen to what he has to say. So sometimes the brothers, to other brothers, they won't mind if the older brother has some, you know, nice clothes from the estate. They're not going to count that towards his estate because they wanted to wear the nice clothes. Because the nice clothes will give him, an advantage in meetings and things like that. And he's dealing with the business for the family. So therefore, when it's the older brother, they mohel his clothes. And they don't have to make a shuma on it. Oh, you took a $200 suma. We're subtracting that from the... No, you don't have to do that. Comes the Gemara and says, V'amar ulam al bin azar. Shomer. Shemasar le shomer. Okay. One shomer, he's watching an item for somebody, he gave the item to another shomer. Gave it to somebody else to watch the item. Okay, I don't know if he should have done that. But that's what he did. What's the din? Patur. The first guy's patur. What does that mean, Nashi? Patur arishon, bechol otan dinit sheya patur. He might tell it's not patur, nameh, hashta, velo amrina peshi'a ishu zu shumasad ishaher. Whatever he would have been patur, if he would have had the item, if now you gave it to the next guy takes your place. And therefore, let's say you were Shomer Hinnam. So Shomer Hinnam is not Hayav on Gineva, if it got stolen from him. So therefore, you gave it to the next guy. If it got stolen from the second guy, you're patur. And we're not going to say that you're Posheya by giving it over to somebody else. Shomer Hinnam is Hayav in Peshi'ah, if he's negligent. The guy can't come along and say, what are you talking about? Who should have given it to the next guy? It's not negligence. So Shomer, Shemasal, the Shomer, the first guy's off the hook. Right? So comes Gemara and says, Velo mebaya, not only a case, Shomer Hinam Shemasal or Shomer Sakhar, De'iluye Aila Lishmirato, not only a case where you upgraded the Shemira, where let's say you were a Shomer Hinam, and you gave it over to a guy who's getting paid, and the guy who's getting paid, his Shemira is higher. He has to pay even for Geneva and Avida. So they were not only were you upgraded, are you off the hook? In the Afidu Shomer Sakhash Shemasal, the Shomer Hinnam. Even where he downgraded, where the first guy was a Shomer Sakhar, and now he gave it to a Shomer Hinnam, the hashtag Girue Gar'el Shemirato, where now he's lowering the quality of Shemira, because a Shomer Hinnam is not obligated on Geneva and Avida and all these things. Name patur is also patur. Why? Share masal le ben da'at. Because bottom line, he gave it over to a ben da'at. Now she says, shomer sachar be'onsin is patur. Ve'lo matzei amale ba'alabai pashat shvasat alachar share masal le ben da'at. Right, the ba'alabai cannot say, hey, you're a posheya. I'm not a posheya. I gave it. I didn't go give it over to a fool. I gave it over to somebody that's ben da'at. Therefore, you're up to hook. So Gabs Gimran says, Va'amar, Abba says, no. Shomer Shemasal, Shomer Hayav. And he goes the opposite logic. Lo mebayu Shomer Sakha Shemasal, Shomer Hanam, de Giru'e Gar'el Shemirato. Not only the case where you downgraded the level of Shemira, el afilu Shomer Hanam Shemasal, Shomer Sakhar. Even when you upgraded the Shemira to a Shomer Sakhar, Hayav. Why? Listen, I trusted you in a shivu'ah. Which means you I trust. If you're going to tell me, I swear it got stolen, I trust you. This guy, I don't know what the guy is. I don't trust him. And therefore, you cannot put my object in the hands of a person who I don't trust him. And therefore, what's the way this shomer is portraying himself? He swears. I swear that it got stolen. I wasn't negligent. I believe you if you would swear. But this guy, I don't believe. Therefore, you have no right to give it over to another shomer. Therefore, if something happens to it, I'm coming after you. That she says, second word, the shomer hanam nishba shelo pasha. And you I trust, but the other guy I don't trust. So that's what you understand more. Okay. Okay, Tosfot just points out, if he ta'am zeh, ima shini ne'eman yoten min arishon, ne'e de patur. That's what I want to say. If you know the second guy is really ne'eman, then you give it over to a tzaddik. So some sort. So the guy doesn't have this claim anymore. He's not ne'eman to be sure. He's not ne'eman to be sure. He's more ne'eman than the first guy. This is the only way you're talking about where he has that claim. But he can't just say that claim if it doesn't apply. Okay?